Jane Fonda incorporates herself. 29th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Los Angeles, California. Jane Fonda has announced, through her publicist Vernon Bell, that she has incorporated herself so she can begin to license her likeness to manufacturers who are interested in capitalizing on her newfound notoriety as an anti-American, anti-war, anti-American protester. At age 70, she still looks passable, thanks to the talents of a team of on-call plastic surgeons. Asked why the one-time actress and serial wife wants to sell herself, Bell replied, quote, "At her age, her likeness is all she has left, having sold her soul long ago, along with her integrity," unquote. Appearing with Sean Penn and Susan Sarandon at a recent anti-American, anti-war protest, where, standing with the aid of a walker, she raised the forefinger and the third finger of her right hand in a shaky peace sign, Fonda recalled her glory years as a Vietnam War activist and said that the war on terrorism is the same war that George Bush fought in Vietnam during the 1960s and 1970s. Her comments seemed to puzzle those protesters who were not entirely wasted on the drugs of their choice. Penn, who stood on the platform beside Fonda, allegedly whispered to her, quote, "Jane, Bush wasn't president back then," unquote. According to Bell, Fonda has exhibited some memory loss recently, but has not been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or any other form of dementia, mostly because we keep her away from doctors except for her plastic surgeons. As a result of her unpatriotic slander of American soldiers during Vietnam, many military urinals contain rubber discs or oval or rectangular stickers upon which her image is printed. Soldiers, airmen, marines, and sailors refer to these as urinal targets. When Fonda got the word that her likeness was awash in military urine, she got the idea of incorporating herself so she could license her likeness to the manufacturers who would cash in on her unpopularity among the men and women in uniform who have a long-standing and increasing hatred of her. Quote, "I thought, why not allow the toilet tissue companies to print my picture on their product? If Charmin is willing to issue Hanoi Jane toilet tissue, why shouldn't I profit from my service to our boys and girls in uniform?" Unquote. Fonda met with product analysts for a number of national and international companies, Bell told a news reporter Lotta Lies, and, quote, "they came up with several ideas for potentially profitable merchandise," unquote. Besides the urinal targets and toilet tissue, Fonda's likeness could be depicted on jock straps, douche bags, condoms, enema bags, and doormats. The privilege of using her image on such products will be sold to the highest bidder. Asked about Sean Penn's allegation that Fonda has renewed her anti-Americanism as a ploy to attract left-wing billionaire George Soros, Bell said, quote, "They're together now on a cruise to Vietnam aboard his private yacht. They've announced their engagement, but Ms. Fonda wants to make sure that she has Plan B in case he jilts her at the altar. Selling herself to the highest bidder just seems a prudent strategy," unquote. This has been a Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.